Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are recording this on Boxing Day up in Canada. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day up here in Vancouver. And also, it's a very, very interesting day in the markets. We're recording a little bit early this week, but I don't think anything is really going to change between now and Saturday when the show is actually aired. You know, we've got Bob Moriarty, by the way, Jay Taylor, Rick Ackerman, and Richard Postma. Our panel of excerpts, the Four Musketeers. Bob, you made an interesting comment when all this brouhaha was going on earlier in the week, starting last week, actually, with Sprott, how he was getting lambasted in the papers. Not all the papers, I might add, by the way, just some of the websites. And then the Wall Street Journal ran, I would say, a negative article, which I think was really not even close to being balanced. But your comment was, when you get this much negativity, you know, you get a major paper like the Wall Street Journal making some comments about gold as they were making and about Eric as they were making, that typically is the sign of a bottom. Now, gold is up as we're recording right now. Do you still feel that we are in a bottom for gold?
Well, when you and I talked, I felt 100% that it was a bottom, and I changed my opinion totally since then. Now I think 200%. It's the bottom. Literally, if people go to my website, I posted an article on December 26th called Bell Bottoms Gold and the Goldies. Not only did the Wall Street Journal trash Eric Sprott, CNBC did an interview with Frank Holmes on December 23rd. And Frank Holmes takes a very conservative approach to gold. He said everybody should own 10% gold or gold stocks in their portfolio, and they should balance their portfolio. So if the Dow gets cut in half, you should buy more, and if gold doubles, you should sell. That's an extremely conservative approach, and he was absolutely set up that if you see the interview, and the link is posted on the website, it's obvious that he was set up, and that is exactly what happens at bottoms.
Bob, I'd have to agree with most of those comments that you make. I think another thing that happens at bottoms is nobody, or at least in the retail market, pays attention to gold. Nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody knows that it's been hammered, but nobody really wants to look at the fundamentals or wants to think that gold will recover. They think that gold is beat up and will stay down there. And it's something that, you know, talking to people just around town that don't know much about or actually aren't that involved in the markets, they keep on saying, you know, conventional markets, they're just going to keep on going up. And you ask them about gold and silver, and they say, oh, yeah, aren't the prices way down? To me, that points to another bottom. And hopefully it'll turn around. But, you know, we can stay at the bottom for a little bit, I think, too. Doc, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, I've said right along, even back in November, that we would tend to drift down here. We test this, and we're testing it right now. And I look at a number of technicals, and I've always said the next big challenge is going to be the 50-week moving average for these precious metals, which is still coming down, and it's not going to test that for a number of weeks yet, but the momentum indicators and the strength indicators, this move down, there's really not been a lot of strength to it. And it looks like the momentum indicators are telling me that the next significant move is going to be up.
It's an interesting time. Jay, you and I have been in this business for an awful long time, and you started in 81 on your own. I started in 82 on my own, and those are a lot of years, man, you know, and we've seen the ups and we've seen the downs. I'll tell you, right now, I don't think the real question is necessarily, are we at a bottom or what's going on in gold? I think that's very, very important. But I think we're in such turbulent times right now that people have to look at everything and figure out basically how to cover their behinds financially. Comments?
Yeah, I agree with you, Al, but I think the mainstream media has people conned into believing the opposite is true, that Uncle Ben Bernanke, that the PhD standard has successfully replaced the gold standard. And I think that what you see is a massive amount of money pumped into the system or reserves pumped into the system. We're seeing massive amounts of leveraging in the stock market. The market is going up, so the party continues for the Wall Street and Washington parasites. On the other hand, gold is being lambasted, and I happened to see that interview that Bob was referring to, and it was one of the meanest spirited things I've ever seen towards Frank Holmes by this guy Simon, the British guy that does the CNBC thing there, and it was just embarrassing. He was just obviously wanting to trash gold. It was he couldn't have been more transparent about his hatred for gold. So I think what's happening is, you know, they're keeping the party going as long as they can. Wall Street, the mainstream guys that are really profiting from this reallocation of wealth from the people that create it to the bankers and to Wall Street. But, you know, it's going to break down. The leverage is we're seeing leverage margin in the stock market, $400 billion. You know, that compares to $4 billion back in 1974. It's taking a huge amount of leverage to pump up the system to the extent it is, with less and less effectiveness. So the main economy remains in the toilet, and we're going to see some, I think, perhaps some very turbulent times in the mainstream markets in 2014. It wouldn't surprise me to see a major bear market getting started in the equity markets. And I think, given the fact that gold has been trashed so badly and the gold shares are down so to levels that we haven't seen since gold was $300 or $400, I think the upside in 2014 could very well be with gold and the gold shares.
Rick, we talk with you about technicals on a daily basis, so I want to get your opinion on these technicals that gold is showing and also the conventional markets. If we do agree that gold is at a bottom, what kind of bump can we see maybe in the short to midterm? And conventional markets, what kind of pullback can we see?
Well, I like to take it one leg at a time. Very short term, we're actually on a bull trade in gold with maybe 10 points of upside here. But looking at the February contract, there was some real damage last week when we took out the June 28 low. That low gave rise to a pretty good rally in gold. We went over the course of a couple months from an absolute low of 1188 to 1433. So it was a good rally, but we've retraced it all and then some. And so that I think the daily chart is still bearish. To undo the damage that we did last week, I need to see a rally here up to about 1295. That's a little more than 80 points above where gold is trading right now. And otherwise, I'm going to hold to the 1028 target we talked about earlier in the February contract. One thing Bob mentioned, it certainly perks you up a little bit when you see the Wall Street Journal with the front page story, not just the Sprott business, but the front page story last week that finally seems to have noticed the bear market in gold. And you can expect the Wall Street Journal to be about as wrong-headed on bull bear in gold as any source you could find. So I'm definitely alert to the possibility of a tone change that I would see on the lesser charts initially, but we're going to have to undo the harm that was done last week with that penetration of the June low.
You know, I have to tell you, what I want to get into in the next segment and then the segment after that is I want to talk a little bit about what I think could be going on right now. And that is, you know, we've alluded to this on some daily editorials. We've alluded to this on the weekend show. But the only way that the U.S. economy is going to keep from totally collapsing, in my opinion, is if people continue to buy the fact that the emperor isn't wearing any clothes and it's okay. As long as people continue to believe that the fundamentals are in place to sustain the economy, I think that's going to be really good, quite frankly, for the conventional market. Now, having said that, look what's going on right now. The employment numbers came out on Thursday. The stock market did really well because people really didn't stop and think about what those numbers really meant, number one. Number two, the GDP numbers came out. People didn't stop and think about what those numbers meant. We have a euphoria going on right now, and as long as everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid, we're going to be okay. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
No. not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I continue to chat with Bob Moriarty, Jay Taylor, Rick Ackerman, and Richard Postma. I made a comment at the end of the last segment. I said, as long as people keep drinking the Kool-Aid, I think we're going to be okay. That was a misstatement on my part. I think as long as people keep drinking the Kool-Aid, we're going to be okay for a while. Okay, I don't think fundamentally this thing, though, and now I'm talking midterm, mid to long term, I don't think this thing can sustain itself. Bob, can it? You think I'm crazy?
No, not at all. I mean, I look at the bond market and I look at the general stock market, and I would be terrified to be in those markets. By every measure, the U.S. economy is worse than it was in 2008. The total number of people employed is way down. And by every measure, the stock market is just in never, never land. It's worse than it was in 2007. And when it crashes, it's going to be a gigantic crash. And gold investors forget the gold stocks don't go up with the general market. They top after the general market. And, boy, the general market is an earthquake waiting to happen.
Bob, you are right that the U.S. conventional market is technically in worse shape than it was back before the crash in 07. But, Jay, my question to you is, aren't the other economies around the world in also horrible shape? So, you know what? The U.S. is actually the best of the worst.
Yeah, I think the fiat money and the Keynesian economic philosophy, which has really taken over the world. I mean, I think that it's communism light, essentially, and not even that light, because we're seeing a movement more and more towards what is outright socialism or fascism in America, and markets are being destabilized and not allowed to work, you know, in the real economy, but especially in the financial markets. And I agree with Bob totally that we're in deep doo-doo. We're in huge trouble, and everybody's in the same boat, but that doesn't mean, I mean, just because some are less worse off than others doesn't mean that we're all clear.
I think the point that we're at right now is whether the conventional stock market continues or doesn't continue in this upward trend. I think the bottom line is people really have to be aware that, fundamentally speaking, the direction cannot continue to go up as it's going right now. A little play on words, continue used twice in the same sentence. That is, I think, the exact reason that people need to have a certain amount of money and some tangibles, whether it's gold, silver, real estate, what have you. And I know you guys are going to think I'm nuts about real estate, but you got to admit, man, if you own a house and it rains, you're not going to get wet. Any comments on that one, Rick?
Al, you mentioned that people were feeling bullish when they came in and bought Friday, but I feel like you have to separate the institutional character of this market from the real world. You know, the money is flowing into the market for no particular reason other than there's a lot of it around, certainly enough to move the market higher with an absence of selling. So I don't think that the man in the streets believes even for one minute that there's a recovery going on. We euphemistically refer to whatever is going on as the Great Recession. When you hear that term, it kind of means that even though the recession officially ended in 2009, that it's still kind of dragging on many lives. And anecdotally, there are lives that I know, people in all kinds of businesses are struggling really hard to stay afloat. The single biggest offset we had against the weakened economy was that relatively narrow window we had where people got a chance to refinance. And you had a lot of 5.5%, 6% mortgages coming down to as low as 3%. And that most definitely was a significant boost to household cash flow, but it was absolutely a last shot. You know, that was the last ace that the Fed has to play, because if you did any refinancing yourself, you know that the terms that were required to qualify were very difficult. And we essentially had, at the macro level, we had millions of homeowners coming up with enough cash out of their savings to get up to that 20% equity level so they could do the refi. So we're not going to get a boost in housing that's going to give us the opportunity to do another refinancing cycle. So, you know, I think that we've milked about all we can out of the housing boom, and that's a very significant piece of what we're going to have to deal with next year, in addition to Obamacare, which is effectively a huge new tax.
Rick, I liked your comment about the man on the street not experiencing this growth in the economy that we're seeing in the stock market. And we can look around and we still see people. I have a few friends that are very intelligent that are having trouble finding jobs, people that worked in my accounting firm that have these degrees and have these letters behind their names, not being able to find jobs that, you know, it should be available for them out there. But my problem that I have then is we see this happening and other people obviously see this happening, yet the conventional market keeps on going up. So, you know what, maybe it doesn't matter if the person on the street really benefits from this, because maybe it's these banks or whoever it is that's pulling these economies right along. Doc, what would you have to say about this?
Yeah, when you look at the wages as a percentage of the economy, they're plunging, whereas profit margins are going parabolic. And when you get extremes like that, you know we're getting pretty close to a major change. And your upper middle class is probably moving up into the 1% per 1%er territory, so you're going to end up with maybe 2%ers. But the vast majority of the middle class is under tremendous pressure. And with the taxes and the Obamacare, which is going to impact them as well, they're going to move more toward the folks on the bottom end of the chain, and that's the poverty level. So you're getting a very disparate economy, and you're getting a very disparate class of people that's occurring in the United States. And that's going to be a very difficult thing to solve, frankly, going forward, especially with the debt we have.
Well, you have to wonder sometimes, and I want to get into this in the next segment, and Jay, I know exactly where you're coming from on this one, but I think I know where everybody's coming from on this, but you have to wonder, I mean, this whole thing is so nonsensical, absolutely nonsensical, that you have to wonder, and I never thought I'd say this. Jay, you and I used to chat about this in the late 90s, and I never thought I'd say this, but I got to tell you, you really wonder if this whole thing isn't the continued evolution of some kind of plan somewhere, because from a fundamental standpoint, and fundamentals and hard work are what have really driven the United States economy. It's what really made the United States economy as important a power as it was for so many years. Hard work, innovation, all kinds of reasons to try to get ahead. Well, that doesn't exist anymore. And, you know, I have to say it, but some of the people that have the philosophy that this is all part of a grand scheme or what have you, I got to tell you guys, I want to talk about that in the next segment, because I wonder if there isn't some validity in that.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of our show. Corey and I are chatting, just as a reminder, with Jay Taylor, Bob Moriarty, Richard Postma, and Rick Ackerman. I was a little taken to task a little bit during the break when everybody pretty much said, no, this is not a grand conspiracy. This is an example of incredible stupidity and a whole lot of people who are truly gaming the system, taking advantage of everybody to the best of their ability. And they're saying, of course, this is very inefficient, and that inefficiency is what's going to collapse us. Bob, you got the mic, bud. You can start.
Let me take you to where I'm coming from. If you recall, I spent 2 years in Vietnam. You could never, ever in a million years convince me that government is capable of running a grand conspiracy. These guys are dumber than bricks, and you want to look at stupidity and cupidity as opposed to brilliance. I just categorically reject grand conspiracies. Now, that is not the same thing as saying people aren't lining their own pockets. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're doing it in Washington. They're doing it on Wall Street. Our government is bought and paid for. This Rick alluded to something, and you need to do a topic on this. Obamacare is going to end up being the biggest tax in U.S. history, and if there was ever an avalanche waiting to happen, it's January 2nd when Obamacare kicks in and people realize how much it's going to cost.
Bob, I think that's an interesting comment that you bring up, that Obamacare is this new tax on the general public, because it is, and that's exactly what it's coming down. However, we're also seeing a lot of people being added to the Medicaid as well, which is just going to further drain the money from the U.S. political system, or, well, really, the U.S. system in general. And I agree with you guys that we are in this just horrible. It's not even capitalism. It's way, way further past that. But you know what? It is these people behind the scenes that have the money, that are controlling government, that are continuing to get the right people in power, that will continue to make the right laws for them. So I don't know if there is any hope for us. Rick, do you think there's any hope?
No, I don't. I think Obamacare, the remarkable thing about it, even though it does represent a kind of a divide between liberals and conservatives, it unites everybody in terms of being a bill that is having a monetary impact on virtually everyone. And it's catastrophic, really. We're getting in deeper every day, and it seems inevitable that the whole thing's going to collapse, but I'm surprised that hasn't occurred yet in a political sense. But as Bob mentioned, it is a huge new tax in so many ways. Virtually everybody, except for a few lucky stiffs who qualify for subsidies because they make, they're above the Medicaid threshold, but not above Obama's category of well off, which is, $30,000 and above for a family of four. The premiums are going way up. The deductibles are so huge that anybody who's on an Obama plan that gets stopped for a major surgery is going to be bankrupt anyway. And the most interesting thing about it all is that it's somehow going to have to be resolved, because we all need to have medical care no matter what happens. But it's something's got to happen. And, 6 months ago, I would have said, well, the government's going to come in and say, things are so screwed up, only we can put it back together. But they don't have a constituency for that because they've blown this one so badly. So I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking maybe the doctors, if they organized a boycott and just said, pay us cash and we'll give you good prices, that may be the one way we work our way out of the hole. But keep in mind, it represents probably more than a sixth of the economy. So it is a huge area of the economy that has been absolutely devastated. There's never been a bill that screwed things up as badly as Obamacare. And we're going to be dealing with it in 2014, where the rubber meets the road, where people are paying higher premiums, higher deductibles, It is a huge tax, and I don't think the stock market's going to survive it.
Doc, you spent your entire life in the medical profession. You practiced medicine. You went into the business aspect of medicine as a consultant. You started companies in the medical industry, et cetera. You've been really successful. You're probably the best person seated at our round table to really give an opinion on this. I think it's pretty bad. My personal physician thinks it's pretty bad. What does the doctor have to say?
Well, I've got a son-in-law that's in medicine now, in emergency room medicine. And if I even mention Obama to him, he runs around the room screaming and shouting. And he sees it firsthand in his area. Fortunately, he knows right now it has an impact on him, but he knows it's going to. And it's not going to change anything as far as he's concerned in the practice of medicine or get rid of the problems that they experience in the emergency department. It's not going to do the things that it should to make it better. But you talk to other physicians, and I have, and they're just looking at this thing with dread. And because they're not sure exactly how it's going to impact them, but they see the number of people signing up for Medicaid, and they don't make anything on Medicaid just about. And they're concerned that they're eventually going to be forced to take these people, the vast numbers that are being signed up, when they already are struggling, especially primary care and some of the pediatricians. So they're not looking forward at all to this, and they're starting to realize the impact of it on them.
Jay, I know that you absolutely love Obamacare, so I'm quite excited to hear what you have to say on this one.
Well, I think Obamacare is just another disease of a lot of different diseases. I would look at the military-industrial complex as being equally pernicious. What I think is going on here is the decline of a nation. And again, Cicero wrote back in 58 BC, he says, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. End of quote. That was Cicero back in 58 BC. And in my view, that's exactly what's happening to America. We can't put our finger on it, but everybody's looking for something for nothing. And the people that are closest to the feeding trough in Washington and New York and the financial centers are getting rich at the expense of the very basic muscle and fiber that can grow the economy, that can actually produce wealth. So the way I see it, it's a pernicious, parasitic involvement of people who have the wherewithal and the ability to take whatever is being produced by the producers for themselves. And this is the death of our nation. This is coming upon us very rapidly. And Obamacare is probably one of the worst things that's ever happened to us. But the military-industrial complex, which I talk to Daniel McAdams of Ron Paul's Institute for Peace and Prosperity, I talk to him almost every week on my own radio show, you find out how we're getting into wars constantly for the sake of what President Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex. So it's just, somebody said they don't think there's any hope. I honestly don't believe there is either. I think what we have to do, America's going to have to go through the thrashing machine until we can come out the other side, because nobody wants to change. Nobody wants to give up anything. I think all we can do is try to protect ourselves as best we can and our families with the things you talk about, Al and Corey, on this show all the time.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. You guys have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll be back with Rick and Doc on Monday. Stick around. On a positive note, we've got a fellow who's trying to make a difference in U.S. education. He's up next.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're going to go a little bit astray here, not very much, but just a little bit. You know, our forum basically is one where we discuss economic issues and certainly political issues. And one of my favorite political issues, and some of you guys might think this is a bit of a stretch, but I think education has an awful lot to do with politics. And we have a gentleman on the line with us right now, David Rodriguez. Dave introduced himself to Corey and I at the San Francisco Hard Asset Conference, Mining and Minerals Conference, a couple 3 weeks ago, and we were both very, very impressed with what he had to say, as was Kathy. You know, Kathy's a retired educator, and she was very, very intrigued with what Dave is saying. Dave has an event that is going to be held in Cupertino on March 15th. It's called the Education Options Expo. That really turns my crank, and I'll tell you why. I think we have some elements, some portions, for example, of public education in the United States that are really, really lacking. Dave was telling Corey and I earlier that there really isn't much of a difference between public schools and charter schools because they both receive funding from the government. The real difference occurs in private schools and other schools that would fall into that category. Dave, can you elaborate a little bit for us?
Absolutely. So one of the things to really take note of is that in the education system, there is a lot of money, and this is going to administrators, principals, teachers. I have family in the education business publicly, so I'm not going against those individuals, but the system is designed to really not empower critical thinking. And one of the key inspirations for my mission here is a gentleman by the name of John Taylor Gatto. He was the New York State Teacher of the Year, 1990, and three-time New York City Teacher of the Year. And he wrote a book called The Underground History of American Education, which really dives into and reveals some really alarming things, including the origins. And the origins come from the Prussian system in the late 1800s, dealing with the military. And the problem is that Napoleon, actually, his army was smaller than the Prussian army, but his army defeated the Prussians. And they found out is that when the Prussian army was ordered to shoot, they were hesitant. So there's that kind of conflict there, shooting another person, you know, taking life. It's not really natural to us. We have to be trained. So in the early 1900s, some of the big industrialists funded public education, and this later came out in the Reese Committee. I think it was in the 50s there. So there's a really political leaning of education. And again, it's not the individual teachers and principals, administrators, but it's the origins. And so when the public education system first came about, there was a lot of skepticism. And it first started out with just the 3 months a year, and later on they kind of extended the terms. And so now here we are, you know, 2013 on the fringe of 2014, and nearly everyone that I speak with, and maybe yourself and the audience there, agrees that the education system is in shambles. And the parents, you know, are kind of confused on what to do. And so what I decided to do was to create a forum, an expo, where parents can come and learn about the different options out there. And so as Al was speaking, the similarities between charter schools and public schools is pretty significant. You know, the charter schools do have some little bit of freedom, but it comes down to the passion, visionary leader. So if that leader leaves after 5 or 6 years, then the direction of the school also falls apart. And so the main thing is that children, I believe, children should be empowered to utilize the innate ability inside their mind, which they're born with. And one of the things that I really get inspired with, Al, is the imagination and curiosity of a 4 or 5 year old. You know, I have a young niece, she's 6 years old, and one of my youngest nephews, almost 3, and when you play imaginary games with him, when you say, let's pretend, let's do this, they actually get into the moment. And that is such an important aspect of our humanity, because that is really one of the key differences between us and any other, you know, living creature, is our ability to create our future, our ability to plan and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do next week, you know, or next year, or next 10 or 20 years. And so at this expo, parents are able to learn from a variety of educational options, mainly private schools, homeschooling, unschooling, even home learning resource centers. And the main tenet is that at these schools, they can customize the curriculum for the individual, and depending on which, you know, system and organization you partner up with, you have freedom to pursue what they're interested in. So rather than compelling them to study, you know, 7 different subjects a day, if they want to study, you know, art all day, or they want to, you know, take apart a radio or something, you know, then they're able to do that. And so that's where this expo is directed towards, so empowering parents to come to this forum. We have enough space for 14 to 18 vendors, and they'll be able to come there in one location, one afternoon, and learn about homeschooling and private schooling, these different options available, and have some meaningful dialogue. And the keynote speaker is a gentleman by the name of Mr. Jerry Mintz. He's the founder of the Alternative Education Resource Organization in New York. He's been in this area of education for over 30 years, and he's helped start over 50 schools. And so this is really exciting, because he is one of my kind of mentors in this realm, and I intend on having this be an annual event because the demand is there. And when any venture is initiated, you want to make sure there's the, you know, people who have interest. And literally everyone I talk to agrees that there needs to be some type of option in education. And just through the funding conflicts, I don't believe the change is going to come from in the system. It's going to come from outside the system. And so, yeah, we're really excited about this type of event, and we're able to direct folks to the website to get more information, and the URL is www.educationoptionsexpo.com, And there you can see the venue, some of the promotional videos, my contact information as well. And this is a little bit about the event there.
Dave, the education system is one thing that has been in our history for a long time, and I think it's very, very important to continuing to lead us to be a productive society. We need our young people to continue to learn, and as you mentioned, they need to be interested about what they're learning about. It's one thing that I really found that I liked about college is I finally started to choose some of the classes that I got to take, and I think that this education this education seminar that you are putting on, this conference, is a great way to update people and let them know what's available out there. Because as you said, there are a lot of different options, and you're not actually saying that we need to change our current system. You just want parents to go to one location and be able to talk to a bunch of different people to really find out where else they can go to get the education they want for their children, correct?
Exactly correct, yes.
Well, I got to tell you guys, it makes all the sense in the world to me. You know, the future of our country definitely lies in clear thinking folks who are now children, and they're going to mature into adults. I mean, the future of our country lies in their hands, and I think that all responsible parents certainly need to be aware of the alternatives out there. I mean, it's not just reading, writing, arithmetic like it was when I was a kid growing up. I mean, and that's the main reason. There are so many other factors you have to consider, and that's the main reason that Kathy and I sent our girls to private schools. I mean, it was not something at the time that we could afford, but we bit the bullet, so to speak, and went ahead and did it. And I have to tell you, that was without a doubt the best investment that Big Al has ever made. And, you know, I am not diminishing the hard efforts of a lot of the educators out there, but I'm saying, boy, there's a lot of things that really, really need to be fixed. Check out Dave's show. Hope you guys enjoy this week's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.